And I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Aid trucks have started rolling in Gaza from a new pier. Details from AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer.
Trucks carrying badly needed aid for the Gaza Strip have begun rolling across a newly built U.S. pier and into the besieged enclave for the first time. The shipment is the first in an operation that the American military officials anticipate could scale up to 150 truckloads a day. The U.S. and aid groups warn that the floating pier project is not a substitute for land deliveries that could bring in all the food, water, and fuel needed in Gaza. Before the war, more than 500 truckloads entered the territory on an average day. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Israel has strongly denied charges of genocide and has told the United Nations top court it is doing everything it can to protect the civilian population during its military operation in Gaza. After 20 years in the country, Iraq's prime minister has told the United Nations it's time to move on. VOA United Nations correspondent Margaret Bashir has more.
The UN Assistance Mission for Iraq, or UNAMI, was established in 2003. But 20 years on, Iraq has told the UN it is time for its political mission to go. Iraq's envoy says the country is stable, terrorism is contained, and Baghdad and Kurdish authorities are trying to work out their differences. In Iraq, not everyone agrees the UN mission should leave.
Most Kurdish parties, Sunni parties, many of the minorities, are concerned.
UNAMI's current term expires at the end of May, and the Security Council will decide in the coming days how to respond to Iraq's drawdown request. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
And this is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin says Moscow's offensive on Ukraine's Kharkiv aims to create a buffer zone, but that there are no plans to capture the city. Meanwhile, Ukraine says it will allow prisoners to join the army's depleted ranks. Putin has said in China that Moscow has launched attacks in Kharkiv region in response to the Ukrainian shelling of Russia's Belgorod region. Russian authorities say that a massive Ukrainian drone attack on Crimea has caused power cutoffs in the city and set a refinery ablaze in southern Russia. Ukrainian police officers went door-to-door of chance on Thursday to evacuate remaining residents as explosions were heard in the background. After reporting fighting some 45 kilometers from the city of Kharkiv, the Ukrainian general staff said its troops had launched an attack to hit back at the invaders. The Ukrainian military said its defensive actions had forced Russian troops to reduce the tempo of an offensive in Kharkiv region's north. Later in his nightly video address, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said, thanks to the actions of Ukrainian forces, we have achieved more certainty near Vovchansk, 5 kilometers inside the border. South Sudan could secure a multi-billion dollar oil-backed loan. VOA's Alexis Strope tells us more.
UN experts say South Sudan is close to securing a $13 billion loan from a company in the United Arab Emirates, despite the oil-rich country's difficulties in managing debts backed by its oil reserves. The panel of experts says in a report to the UN Security Council that loan documents it has seen indicate that the deal would be South Sudan's largest ever oil-backed loan. The experts monitor an arms embargo against South Sudan. The oil section of their report obtained by the Associated Press this week says that, quote, servicing this loan would likely tie up most of South Sudan's revenue for many years, depending on oil prices. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
Mexico President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador and Guatemala President Bernardo Arevalo were meeting Friday in a Mexican border city to tackle issues of shared interest, foremost among them immigration. Arevalo, who took office earlier this year, noted that they were meeting in the same city where his father, a former president of Guatemala, had met with his Mexican counterpart in 1946. Both countries are under pressure from the United States to increase control of their shared border to help control the flow of migrants. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.